Guys, what did they used to say back in the day? Ubuyile, ululu buyile. And that is me. I'm not Lulu, but I am Baringba to Gorgeous PBK. And I am welcoming you to the Sports Live with PBK after quite some time being away. I hope everything is good in your hood. And I'm so excited to be back with you guys and sharing conversations on everything sports and the balls of all shapes and sizes. Well, I don't fly alone. I fly with my partner in crime, Usazi Hadebe, and this time around we have an interesting session and a conversation on this episode of a podcast, Sport Live with PBK. So we took some time out and pointed the company Jalopy in the direction of Rennes Stadium for an open-ended conversation. Guess with who? Jose Riverio. This being the first season in the DStv Premiership, we wanted to know from the Orlando Pirates coach what his impression of the lay of the land down south was. And so in a two-pronged attack, we also asked him about how the Pirates job came about. We were interested also to learn about his relationship with assistant coach Mandla Ngcikazi. You all know what they say about assistant coaches and sabotage, but that's a story for another day. We also talked to him about the turnaround in the fortunes of a certain Terence Zvugamanja. That is the striker who was headed for the exit door at the beginning of the season at Pirates. But look at him now. Well, some say Thapelo Xhoki and Nkosinathi Sibisi have solidified the defense of the Sea Robbers. Does Riviero share the sentiment? Sandile Mthethwa. You know him very well. He's the man who has proved the secret weapon of sorts twice, coming off the bench to score winning goals in the run to the Nedbank Cup final. What are Jose's thoughts of fellow finalist Sekhukhune United, we wondered? And do Richard Ofori and Siyabonga Mponchane have a future at Orlando Pirates? And also, does Riverio have eyes on TS Galaxy goalkeeper Melusi Buthelezi? Well, listen to what he has to say about Paseka Mako and the gap between Sundowns and Pirates, as much, much more. So, coach, it's your first season in South Africa. I just want to find out from you quickly in terms of how did it come about that you came to Orlando Pirates? Mm. How were you approached? And then maybe even you can add why you accepted.
Well, it happens in the right time. I mean, I just finished a period of 3 years in Inter Turku in Finland, a period of 8 years actually in the country, in Finland, in different clubs. So I was really looking for a new challenge, for a new opportunity. I'm obviously, as a professional football coach, hoping to upgrade to a better league, to a better team with the possibility to fight for the top positions, fight for titles. So it was a long process. After I finished my time in Finland, around 6-7 months, waiting for the proper opportunity, and the opportunity came. The one that I recognize like the proper one for me and my staff, like the Orlando Pirates opportunity, like the proper one for me.
Who approached you from Pirates? Did you speak to the chairman, Irving Gosa himself, or was it a business that was conducted by your agent and then they came to present what they have for you?
No, I don't have agent.
Okay.
I got a straight...
You represent yourself?
Yeah, I represent myself.
Uh-huh.
So the opportunity came straight to me. First contact with the people in the club, the ones who are in charge of this responsibility. And from the beginning, I realized that the club is high standards of professionalism. Early in the conversations, I was conscious about how big is the club, how important is the task,
yeah.
and understanding that it's not only a hope to achieve important things, it's also the fact that we have the proper resources and the proper people around to lead us in the right direction. So it was easy. easy. It was just in the right moment, the right time. I was just about to sign somewhere else, yeah, to be honest.
Where was it?
I can say.
So did you come here for the conversation, the negotiations, or was it over the phone, and when do you sign?
No, it was about, nowadays the communications are much more easy, so we can see our faces even when we are talking by the phone.
Yeah.
So in that sense it was easy. We have I think we have around 3-4 interviews,
yeah,
because this is like a normal job nowadays. So we went through a process of interviews to know each other much better in the as a person first, as a human beings, them to know more about our methods, our methodology in terms of training and approach to the game. And yeah, we agree quite easy in every term and sense. So it was like excited, but at the same time was easy, the process to arrive here.
Coach, did you know anything about Paris before you got that?
Yes, obvious. Yeah. Yeah. It's I am not gonna say that I was following the South African league.
Yeah.
But you know, the big clubs in the country, obviously, the Giants and Pirates is one of them, if not the biggest one. It's an attractive club also from outside because of the name, the brand, the badge, the tradition and the history behind the club, and then because of the Soweto Derby is also known in Europe like one of the biggest games in the football world. So I knew, not in detail, obviously, but like I said, especially I had the opportunity to work with Anthony Annan, international player from Ghana, several years, and we spoke a lot about South African football and African football in general. And it was always one of the leagues that he always told me, Coach, you have to go there, it's a nice league. Fantastic stadiums, venues, nice players, everything. It's really good. So that's why, basically.
Now you come to Pirates. You've agreed everything. You arrive. What did you find at Pirates? And also, were you happy with the size of your squad?
The structure, and also your technical team.
Yeah, I did find a different environment. Obviously, I'm coming from the other side of the world. Mm. So it's not better, it's not worse, it's just different. So first is, it's a tough exercise of flexibility in your approach as a coach to adapt yourself as soon as possible, as quick as possible to the everything, the environment, the context, the location, the size of the squad, the level of the squad, what the players try to understand as soon as possible, what the players need from you, because they are the main thing, they are the most important people in the club, and we are here to try to help them to achieve what we want to achieve together, but we're here to help them. So the first days, weeks, I try to understand as soon as possible where am I, and not trying to force them to understand who am I.
So it was a period of getting to know each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and not imposing your European mentality, because it's a situation that has happened in the country in the past where coaches come from Europe and they think these people know nothing and I'm here to teach and I'm here to tell them how to do it.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, I think football it's universal, it's different. Like I said, South African football is not better or worse than the football in Finland. It's just different with the specific things that the people likes here and they are used to do here. And I'm not the person who's coming here to change any kind of history or culture around the game. I'm trying to, like I said, just help my team, help my players to look better and to get good results. And trying to lead them in the right direction. That's what we try from the first day, to give the team a direction.
Yeah.
that we decide together. It's not something that I'm, like you said, coming here and say, guys, this is the way, because I'm coming from Europe and I know everything. It's not the approach that we do. We try to get involved, also learn from our players, learn from the people who is in the coaching staff, who's been around for a long, long time. They have a lot of experience and knowledge, and I try to, for sure, finish my time here, who knows, in 3 years or six or 60, and be a better coach than when I arrived here.
Coach, in those introductions, do you get to meet the chairman? What is your first impression of him? What is it that you talk about? Because you arrive at a club that has, I mean, since last won the league in 2012. It's a long time that you arrive here. What is your discussion with the chairman?
Well, the discussions at that level are part of, privacy, that it's important also to keep like that.
You can tell us in private.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the club is well-lit. Mm. It's not a discussion. We are in the right hands and with the proper leadership behind all of us. And like I said before, they also part of that direction that we are trying to take together. I think it's a club, like you said, very hungry, very determined.
Yes.
To go in one direction, because we know where we want to finish in a medium term space. Even though we're playing today, I mean, we're trying to be a competitive team immediately since we arrived, but understanding that it's a process, and what we are doing are steps, you know, till we find the final success, you know. So that's important, that we are all aligned, from our chairman through all the people in the board and the people who is working, you know, behind the curtains. But it's very important people for us as well, till now, that we are the final product and what the people see. So that's the most relevant, and like I said in your first question, that's one of the things that, you know, for a person like me, with my character and coming from where I'm coming from, that gave me the security and the confidence to say,
I can do this.
I can do it.
With a person like Coach Mandla Ngasi, being at the club, who has been the caretaker at the club, and when you come in, maybe tell us more, the kind of role that he has helped you in terms of settling in, and the kind of relationship and his role in the team now.
Mandla is, like I said before, I have people in the coaching staff who has been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. Mandla is a good example of that. Mm-hmm. Experience in the PSL, experience in Africa. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that I can learn from him and from his experience and his history as a football coach and as a football player as well. So it's important for me to come here with the support of my coaching staff, my own one, in this case, Sergio and Mitchell. They were working with me in the last 3 years, plus this year as well. But at the same time, it's even more relevant the people who is already here. That, first of all, they are good human beings. They were willing to help me from the first training. And I think without them, it's not going to be possible to consolidate what we are trying to implement.
And make progress, basically.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's crucial their cooperation, and like I said from the beginning, it was not an obstacle at all. Obviously, we are in a high-performance environment, and everybody have different opinions, so there are tough discussions as well, but, you know, from that friction, we get, you know, also the diamonds, let's say.
Yeah. So speaking of diamonds, One of them that is shining ever so brightly now is a certain Terence Svogamanje. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the season, Terence was looking at the exit door. He was on the transfer list. He was going to leave Orlando Pirates. But if you come back to now, he was not in the squad for the MTN 8 all the way to winning it. He never played a single second. But he is a man who has played 15 games. He scored 7 goals in 9 matches. Svogamanje, your diamond. Tell us more about that. And I think most of those goals were headers, which is a technique that is not very a strength, I mean, for most of the players here, but most of them, he knows how to turn his head and place it away from the keeper and place it exactly where he wants it. Tell us more about Terence Svogamanje.
Terence is a special boy. He's a fantastic human being, first of all. It tells you a lot how he is as a human when during that period where the things didn't work so well for him in terms of not even being on the field, also being in the 20 list in the beginning was too hard for him. But his behavior was excellent every single day. With bad days, obviously, as an athlete, but as a human every day, you know, with the proper mood to try to change the situation for himself. He was very unlucky in the beginning of the season in terms of injuries and going backs also after injury, and that lack of consistency didn't allow him to show his capacity in a squad where he was fighting with and still fighting with 7-8 players in his position. So imagine there's a new coaching staff, new coach. There's 6-7 different possibilities in the number 9 position. We start playing with only one number 9. So if you are not 100% ready in the beginning, the possibilities to start being important in the team are few, you know, are reduced. So that was the problem with Terence, nothing else. But little by little, he started to convince us in the trainings that he really deserved to have the opportunity. He came from the bench in several occasions and helping us to get better when he came from the bench. The rest is history. He's a good player with a fantastic timing in the last meters, smart, and that's why he's getting advantage in different scenarios when we talk about the last touch, which is probably the most difficult one.
Yes.
Coach, you arrive, but just as you play your first matches, there is a period where a match that I think maybe was the biggest turning point. The match that you won 3-0 in Polokwane against Sundowns to qualify for the final.
Look at that smile.
Was this for you the turning point that you can say, yeah, now maybe this team, you can maybe get something out of it this season?
I think it was before, to be honest. I think the game we play in Orlando, the first leg,
3-0, yes.
I think that day the team realized that we're doing something, you know, we're going somewhere with this. I think we played I think our game in Orlando in the first leg was much better than the game we played it was in Polokwane, right?
Polokwane,
But it was 0-0. But anyway, the feeling after that game, you know, in the group, in the coaching staff all together, it was that, hey, we can do it. Yeah. We can do it. We are in the right level. We can, you know, fight for everything. We did it well in the second game, but not as well as in the first one, in my opinion. What it was better was the result. We managed to get the lead soon in the game, and then we defend very well. In that moment of the season, we were very strong defensively, and then we managed to catch them in a couple of transitions when they were chasing a goal, and then the result looks, you know, like a fantastic one.
Yes, wow. Yes.
But in terms of football and you know, I think that the first leg was much better. What we show in the second leg is that we can be competitive in different scenarios. And from there, we have a fantastic trip to the final, and you know what happened.
Look, coach, I like the point about the first leg, because there was a lot of football, there was a lot of tactical maneuvering, there was a lot of application in that one, and then the second leg was just delivering that, but it's the players who deliver that. What else, the arrival of Kogi, Tapelo Kogi, as well as Nkosinathi Sibisi, and also the recent addition of Makhehleni Makaula, brought to the team?
It's difficult to evaluate how important they are, because first you mentioning three special ones. Tapelo is an exceptional human being, you know, at every level, at the same level than the other two, you know, Sibi and now the recent Makhaula.
Yes.
Experienced players. It's very easy to coach them, because they understand, they are receptive, even though they have a lot of experience, they are humble enough to understand that there's room for improvement still. Yeah. And they are leaders, all of them. And we're talking about former captains in their teams.
So,
so the leadership is there, it's natural. They don't have to do anything special to provoke that everybody else follow them. So then with our other captains, with Fori, with Maela, I think we are well lead in the group, because they are very good professionals, all of them, humble people and good people, good persons. So that makes everything much more easy for us as coaches, when your leaders are at this level.
Staying with defenders. Sandile Mthethwa. Do you hear me? Sandile Mthethwa. So, this guy has played a major part in your progression to the final against Kukune in the Nedbank Cup. Sandile comes off the bench against the Tondo in the quarterfinals. It's now going for penalties and this scores the winning penalty. Very calm, very cool and collected. And then the big one. People are making noise. Chiefs have beaten Pirates 5 times in the league, and it's just a question of going to FNB and confirming, you know, this result and going to the final. People in gold and black are saying, and the people in black and white say, okay, let's play, you know, 1-1 and all that extra time, and then Jose brings on Sandile Mthethwa. Is this guy a super sub? Tell us more about Sandile.
Yeah, well, it's he's having a special end of the season. That's clear. It's a fact. And his contribution is much more in the spotlight than early in the season, for the same reasons, like I said, about Chukamania.
Yeah.
You have to think that we have now it's a bit more short, but in the beginning we have almost 40 players in our squad. All of them with a good level, all of them. So being part of the star 11, it's difficult, okay? But I think probably the key factor here is that he's much more mature now. And you mentioned before players like Kloki or Sibi. I think they are also doing a fantastic job helping Sandile to understand better, you know, everything, and train better and be more confident, especially, you know, when you have the support of that type of players, you feel, you know, much more comfortable. And I think that's what's happening around him, to be honest. So we are glad and happy to see him, because he's a fantastic boy.
Yeah.
He's one of those persons that if the things are going well for him, you feel happy as well. You want him to look happy and smile every morning. And I think he's been already in a long period of loans and coming back, having the opportunity.
Yes.
Really showing the first thing that he has the level to be part of this squad. And now he's showing that when he's 100% focused and concentrate, he can be a Pirates player.
Yeah.
And like I said, every time we meet him, he's giving us his 100%, and he's been also, you know, in the right moments, in the right location to contribute with important moments this season.
Yeah, but coach, talking about defense, it won't be complete if you don't mention the most versatile player in that defense. I mean, this player, he starts on the right, he finishes the match on the left. That's like Amaku. I mean, how vital is that guy? I've seen him linking with Saleng most of the time, providing those passes for Saleng to score goals and to give assists. I mean, Saleng, 10 goals, 16 assists. But let's talk about Paseka, his contribution.
He's a very special guy as well. Very important player in the group because of his character and his level of, like everybody else, level of professionalism and then, like you said, he's a versatile player. We knew it. He can play almost in every position in the left side, but now he's also helping us in the right side in a moment where we have some an instability in that position. Taviso and Bandili and also Martin later in the season having minor injuries but frequent and decides to try with Marco there, understanding that there's going to be some limitations for the guy playing in that position, but he's smart and skillful enough to find different solutions, and he's giving us a different dimension sometimes in that position, acting as a almost as a third midfielder, more than before, like a wing back or a player who's going to finish every action close to the box. It's giving us a lot of balance in our rest defense, in our surveillances behind the ball, because he's a player that used to play very focused and keeping a high level of concentration. So when you play Mako, you know what's coming. It doesn't matter the position where you decide to play him, and that's very, very important for a team, and very important for me as a coach when I'm making my decisions.
There's been a lot of talks about the player that we expected to be your number one goalkeeper throughout the season. Obviously, he missed the World Cup, he was injured, and now there's even talk that he might not be here next season. There's talk now of Melu Simbutelezi from TS Galaxy coming. So what is the situation with the future of Richard Ofori?
And maybe Mbonjani as well. Let's start with Ofori.
We are focusing the last two finals because are very important for us. And the contract situation of players and all of us will be defined in the end of the season. We need to understand that right now the most important thing is that every player, every member of the coaching staff is aligned with the same objective, which is finish with Orlando Pirates in the second spot in the league and fighting with everything we have in order to lift one more trophy, hopefully next week, understanding that it's going to be a difficult task because we're gonna face a very, very, very difficult opposition, and we need to be, all of us, the ones who are going to play, the ones who are not even going to make it to the 20, the injury ones, everyone involved in this process, 100% focus in the next two games, and after that we will have time to open conversations and see what is the best for every individual. First for them in their future as a football players, and then obviously thinking in the interest of our club.
Melusi Butelis. Do you know him?
Maybe.
He's a goalkeeper for TS Galaxy. Do you have eyes on him?
I have tried to have eyes on every player in our opposition. Is our obligation as a coaches, and we try to analyze everyone as soon as possible before we meet them. But talking about the TS Galaxy players, so it's not in my how can I say, like, responsibilities to talk about.
Maybe we'll talk about it next season.
Sekou Kune, coach, you played already. You played a draw last week. How important was that game in terms of you making up plans for the final and maybe knowing them even better?
We know them very well. We have an experience now, they have the same experience. It's the same advantage or disadvantage for both teams to play just 2-3 weeks before the final. So nothing special. I think the final is a different game for all of them and for all of us. So we, I think both teams, we will speculate before the kickoff about the plans, and but we're gonna face the final same approach that we used to do it. We want to lead the game as soon as possible. We will assume risk like we used to do, and they will propose the same or something different, and then there's gonna be an adjustment during the game, and there's gonna be different games inside the 90 minutes as usual, or 120, who knows. So we know it's a tough team. Before we played them, they had a record of 10 clean sheets in 20 games with Coach Trutter.
Yeah.
So, and you see, it was difficult for us to break them during 90 minutes. It's a difficult team to play against because they don't give anything.
And they're
freaking
new in the first leg of the league. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And I think it's the only team we didn't beat so far after playing two times. So we know the difficulty of the task. It's a final. It's a very important day for them as well. I'm sure they're gonna put, you know, every possible effort on the field to make it. It's, so, but both teams are gonna play with a huge motivation because we winners. We are competitive, and we know how important it is for everyone, for our fans, to see us with one more trophy. So hopefully we can make it for them.
Yeah. Carry on.
You clinched second spot. You've already won MTN 8. You win maybe the Nedbank Cup now. The season looks much better. But there's something that is missing, obviously, the league. There's a team that has won the season 7 games before the season ends. How far is Pirates from Sundowns? How big is the gap in your own assessment?
Well, in terms of points, it's big. So the only thing we can do this season is congratulate them. I think they did a fantastic job in the league, also in the Champions League. What they did from December till they got the trophy was, in my opinion, exceptional. Difficult to counteract when I think they won, I don't know how many, 14, 15 games in a row. It's a rhythm that we couldn't maintain. There were different key moments in the season, in my opinion, and for me, what we need to do better is, again, we're going to compete in the league, we're going to compete in MTN, Nedbank. I think one more trophy is coming. We will play in Africa. So what we need to do is find a way to have that consistency. One more time, is an important word in football, in sport, in performance. And in the period where we were super good and better than everybody else in the MTN, we couldn't manage to be at the same level in the league. For different reasons that we already identified, that we are working on it, and we want to be better the next season. So that's going to be the key in the end, because if we manage to compete as the way we did it in two legs against the team who was dominating, and still dominating in this case, then, but then we don't manage to play in the same level 3-4 days later against whoever, it doesn't matter. Doing something wrong, and that's what we need to do better. And that's our obsession right now. That's where we were spending more time in our analysis to know why we couldn't be at the same level, and hopefully next season we can show a different face, or not actually at the same face in every tournament that we face. I think we tried, but still we were missing something in that period. If I'm not mistaken, we're talking about September. We had a record of 8 points out of 21 in that period where we were fighting for the MTN. And, you know, we're fighting against teams with a very high consistency. So if you are dropping in 1 month, you give away 6-7 points, it's going to be so difficult to recover, to get back, you know, during the season. But we learned of that period, I think. In 2023, we managed to be that consistent team. Yeah. getting points, winning regularly in the PSL, and at the same time competing in the netband very well. So that's what we want to be the next season during the whole year, hopefully.
Coach, you mentioned something about key moments in the season. Maybe give us a few of those, and maybe those that have contributed to the gap being so much between Sundowns and Orlando Pirates. The rest can speak for themselves.
Well, I think probably it's normal to during the season, especially in a new project, to have one or two accidents, if we can consider like that. But probably early in the season, I would say we have a couple of draws in Orlando in a row, Amazulu and Richards Bay. We dropped 4 points there in 2 games that we should have get a better result, in my opinion. And yeah, then when we start again the league after the World Cup break, we have the opportunity to play Sundowns 2 times in January. Well, last day of December and in the end of January, and those 6 points probably makes a huge difference in the end. We play in Loftus, we compete very well in 45 minutes, but we couldn't manage. Later in Orlando, I think we were a better team. But they scored, we didn't. It's a scoring game. They got the 3 points. And from that moment, our hopes and expectations about the league becomes almost impossible. So yeah, those for me were key fixtures, key moments where we could get a different result, because we performed to get a different result, but it was not possible. But yeah, we heal ourselves after that, and we have a couple of more disappointing results in Cape Town and the Derby. But after that, like I said before, we managed to finally find that consistency till now, and we don't want to stop.
Yeah, the Derby contributed, because we also lost 2 matches against Chiefs. But since then, I mean, from the 25th of February, we haven't lost a match. You're almost certain for the Champions League. The Champions League obviously means more matches, more traveling. Do you think Paris is prepared for that, or will it be prepared by the time they start to play in the Champions League or even in conference?
We are in that process to be prepared. Mm-hmm. We will judge that process with the results that we get the next season. But we are already working on it, like I said, because we want to, if I'm not mistaken, in the end we are so far, and it's going to be like that, the only team who's playing every possible game this season. I don't know if I express myself.
That's correct.
So that's consistency as well. So we're showing something already that can be useful for us for the next season. So definitely, I can tell you, for me, it's especially, and I know that for everyone in the club, to represent Orlando Pirates in the Champions League, this start that is here in our badge, you know, tells a lot about how important it is for the institution to have the opportunity again to go there. And not, we don't want to go there to be a tourist. We want to go there to really fight for everything. And I think it's going to be a huge motivation for all of us if we manage to make it. But still, we have one more step to do, which is win on Saturday against Amazulu.
Yeah.
And only if we do that, it's going to be possible. So.
Yeah.
The Pirates fans, they are referred to as the ghost. They're going to love you even more for hearing calling the club the institution, because they love referring it like that.
It is.
The institution from 1937.
Yeah, it is. Sure. Absolutely. It's much more than a football club.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we had fun having a conversation with Jose Ribeiro, the Orlando Pirates coach. A great first season, it looks like he's had, and especially if he goes on to lift that NetBank Cup when he plays against Sekhukhune. Remember that you can find our latest podcast review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcast, player.fm, as well as a Pocket Cast. It is also a great thing for you to follow us on Twitter at BBKUnplugged99 and Hatebe Sazieso. And the Sports Live with PBK is a Times Live production, and our producer is the one and only Demi, not Demi Moore, but Demi Buzo.